Something like that.
Perfect. Yes, sir.
That's all that matters at the end of the day. All right. Gentlemen, how are you? How are we doing?
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, 2 weeks in a row. That's a record if I've ever seen one.
Doing okay.
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode here on the Untitled Mixtape. We are doing it over Discord this time around.
Yeah. Woo. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
In the safety of an introvert's home.
In the safety of one's home and on the prowl, grinding what? Out there.
What? On the prowl is crazy, you fucking freak.
It's not that bad.
Fucking freakazoid. Come no. On. Oh, on the prowl is absolutely.
You said freakazoid.
You fucking demon.
All right. Well, just we are in different places, and instead of trying to rely on getting consistency, Discord allows us to fill in those gaps. So we're doing Discord, and of course we have a special episode today, but of course I am joined with Lorenzo.
Disneyland for competition during Memorial Day weekend, during grad night weekend, is so packed. It is so packed. There's so many people. Mm-hmm. But it's Disneyland.
It was fun, right?
And it was fun, but it's very, very exhausting. But hi.
Hi. And of course, we are joined with the one, the only, Seven.
Baka got a weird case. Why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified. Wah, wah. Seven, fuck him up. Wah, wah.
How you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm good, bro. You know my voice a little gone. Yeah. Got a little body aches, but you know we still alive and thriving. Tight shit, you big.
Yeah, no, hey, you're alive. You're doing the damn thing, right?
Tight shit. Tight shit.
Yes, of course. I'm Dinko. We are back with another episode, and we're doing a fan favorite. People like when we do these. Just to hear us yell or praise a song. We're doing Bop or Flop. And we did it with TikTok. We've done it with a couple of new tracks that have come out. We reached out to the community this time around. And we got so many responses of songs to listen to. With, of course, I told them, give us the best songs that you think are going to pass the vibe check. Or even purposely fail the vibe check, so we're probably going to get a little mixture of everything. We got 20 submissions, so we're not going to do all 20. We're going to split it and probably just split it into new Bop or Flop episodes. That's probably how Bop or Flop is going to be from now on, is we're just going to have y'all throw in what you think we should listen to, and so we're just going to listen to the small snippets.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So thank you to everyone who participated. I love the participation on the Untitled Mixtape, whether it was for who won the rap beef, which was unanimous between 24 votes.
Somebody said Drake?
Someone said Drake, but then they DM'd me shortly after and said it was a misclick. So no one voted for Drake. One vote for Rick Ross. You love to see it. I put that as a joke.
I'm very sure Leo did that.
So we're going to do Bop or Flop, and it shows a lot of where our listeners, like, we got a lot of hip-hop in here. A wide variety of our listeners, we have listened to hip-hop, are artists that have even submitted their own stuff. And said to be, do not be, you know, don't be nice, essentially.
Do they know who I am?
We're usually not nice when it comes to Bop or Flop. We're very, passionate about if a song is bad or not, because, like I've said in the past, it's the only time where we can be very, very critical and not care.
Where we can purge our fucking feelings on music.
Purge our feelings on music, exactly. So, I was gonna name who submitted the songs, but there's so many that we're just gonna kind of go on, you know, we're just gonna try and do it as we go. So yeah, bop or flop, ladies and gentlemen, let's get it started, let's get it popping. Like I said, these are all viewer listener submissions, so let's take a look at it. Let's take a look. What do we have? Okay, we'll start. I didn't add this, but I should have.
I'm not looking.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our first one. I'm only going to play a little bit of it. Here we go. Panda, Neon Genesis, mysticism, killing of sacred is theirs. Nothing to me but I fear. Sublime in the shape of a noose. Peruse these lines as I wait patiently for Daisy's return. No guarantees. It ignites within confines of my chest. As soon as the hex gates open wide, a withered face I caress. Smell of death as it permeates this mind. Give me peace. Okay. So we've got the death of Oberon from Jack Dice and Denticate. That was submitted by Denticate with the tagline that says, don't be nice either.
Shit is ass. Hey, that shit is ass, man. Get that shit the fuck up out of here.
I like the flow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Production's great, of course. You know, I think it's a bop.
I'm going to say it's a bop. Genuinely, it's a bop because that sounds exactly like the type of shit I listen to alone in my car. Right.
No, it's a bop.
Bop. Hey, George, this leaving bag. Did it, Denticate. Proud of you.
That sounds exactly like the shit I listen to.
Shout out Jack Dice and Denticate, man. Shout out those Jack my dogs Denticate. Right there.
Yeah, go follow him on Instagram.
You don't got to do all that, but...
All right, next up. This one is going to be, I don't know. All right, here we go. And...
I am.
What'd you say?
Thoughts?
I didn't like it. I don't like. What's the name? Ghost Man or something? Or like Suicide? Like that?
Yeah.
Like Suicide Boys?
Like Suicide Boys and like Ghost Man or whatever. Like, I don't like that style. Like, it's weird to me.
That was an entry from What's Up Maine on Instagram.
I believe it's
in right now. So that's Ghost Man cousin. What's up, man?
I like it for the sake of dance.
So that was Sick Boy Rari with Hood Angels off the album Thug Angel.
I'm gonna say flop though, because I think I'm just beat fetishizing.
I think the beat is good. I don't like I know you guys mentioned like Suicide Boys kind of smoke perp kind of stuff. Like, it's hit or miss with me. Mostly it's miss, and so this one's kind of a miss, but you know, teach their own.
Right. Don't be nice.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't like it whatsoever. But good try.
Nice try.
NT. I'm gonna mix it up a little bit. I wanna kinda mix the genres. We do have different genres here. We're gonna something that was submitted by Nick Rule, who provided most of the hardcore this episode. And we're gonna start with this one. Get ready for this.
Bop. Place unknown as a dead man clutched to the bottom of a throne, at the bottom of a hole that nobody wants to go. It's the devil that you know that's gotta hold up on your wicked soul. Mind, you're thinking the devil is making the crime of the people are evil and never no demon designer, the opposite of a divine. No, the hell is in front of you, set him behind. I can feel every sign of a human decline. I'm believing the time is upon us when all of our people are blind.
I wanted to play that part because I knew Lewis would be upset.
Never mind. Fuck Tech N9ne, bro. He's dog shit.
That is falling in reverse.
I up until that part, bro.
Tech N9ne.
Shout out Ronnie Rack. He's falling in reverse, but Tech N9ne is dog shit.
That is their new single, Ronald.
I saw the music video for this, I think.
Yeah, I hear the music video is pretty intense.
Yeah, and it's like Tech N9ne is like rapping on like a magma rock or some shit.
As Tech
See how does. Goofy can you get, bro?
I'll give it a bop because unfortunately I love Tech N9ne, and I like Ronnie you. Radke. I think it's dope.
I hate everything.
So you got a flop on that end. What do you think, Lorenzo?
I was gonna say a bop because it had so many good elements in just that snippet.
Yeah. Sorry, Lewis. My bad.
You're good. I'm standing 10 toes, bro. Check my ass.
Yeah, don't say sorry. Double down.
Oh, yeah, no.
Ew.
Boo. All right, next up, this is a submission from our friend Yugen Blue, who we've had on the show before. Pretty great. So,
what, Blue Gang you?
And we're going to play this right here. Here we go.
I met you dancing with a drink in your hand. You got drunk and never called me again. Bye. You seen sides and nobody else knows. I need you around to see my kids grow old. Patience, these curses on generations. Let's fall back in love and break. Nothing's past the conversation. There's always space for you. Because as we get older.
Okay.
That was fire.
I like that. Yeah.
That was vibey as hell.
That's Jordan Ward with Fam Jam 4000. That album came out last year. It's called Forward. Yeah, it was good.
That name of the song pissed me off.
Fam Jam 4000?
That just pissed me off. But the song itself was a bop for me. From that little snippet.
I'm going to say a bop. I downloaded that album last year. It's good.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right. We only got two flops so far, so let's mix it up. Maybe I'll throw in something. Next up, this is from Thomas Clementine on Instagram, aka a resident supporter Alicia. She put this one in. Here we go.
X-rated ain't shit PG about me. Chanel emails, baby CC me. I'ma blow your mind like I'm EVE. He trying to hit me up,
it is for Millie. Picking up, I'm with my girls tonight. For Millie shit.
Titty sitting up, giddy up, giddy up. That ass look good. We always get what we like. If you broke, then stay inside. We gon' be back.
As Lorenzo said, that's Flo Millie with BGC. That also came out last year. What do we think?
I don't know how I feel about Flo Millie, man. Like, she's making some bops.
Yeah.
She's dog shit to me.
I'm going to say flop because I don't like her. I don't like when she was singing because it just sounds like kids bop.
Yeah, you know that little like.
Yeah.
Kids bop.
Yeah, when she's rapping, it's cool. When she's rapping, it's whatever's, you know. She on her shit. But that one, I don't know. That sounded too kid boppy. That sounded weird.
That's fair. No, I
different about it. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't not like it. I don't like it.
When I listen to Flo Millie, I turn off every bone in my body that wants to criticize it. Because I know I'm not. There's no way I can, like, just, like, be rational about it. So in the effort of having fun, I think it's a bop. I think Flo Millie makes bops. That is like her whole thing. So I think in the essence of like the music itself, yeah, it's a bop for me. But yeah, so mostly we agree it's a flop. So Flo Millie, thank you, Thomas Clementine. Next one, this is from La La La, it's Laura, who we know personally. They submitted a song as well. Let's see what we got here. Sounds sad.
Dreaming about all the things that we do.
right?
Hell yeah.
That's beautiful. Wait. Let me download that. I'm gonna freestyle.
What should I be listening to in my headphones?
Walking down the street, I'll
be driving down the street listening to shit like that.
Rolling the window down.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's fair. Yeah.
That shit is fire.
I think it's a bop.
I say bop.
Who is that? Who loved that?
Strong Boy, with an I.
Yeah, that's Strong Boy. For the song, the song's name is Cold. Oh my god, 288,000 monthly listeners. Looks like it's a band. We gotta pump those numbers up. That's a, I have to go check them out. Next up, we do have a friend of the show, Asian Skull, aka Calvin. He gave us a submission. He also said, Lewis, you need to lean into your mic a little more like this.
That's pause.
That's fine.
Let's listen to this.
That's a crazy alias, though. What?
That's Asian Skull.
He's had that forever.
That's gnarly.
Also on Twitch, if you want to watch him.
Yeah, go check him out on Twitch. He plays still playing League.
He plays League here and there, but I know he does other stuff.
Hell yeah!
Variety.
All right, here we go.
You been tripping cause you gained a couple pounds, chill. I've been to say anything, but nigga got to get you out of them jeans. Your energy got me thinking about love. Niggas ain't supposed to think about them things. I'm the plug and you're the outlet. And I really love your outfit, but that shit would look much better.
Okay. Some Mez action with Isaiah Rashad on this song called Hot Spot. Good.
From a dancer perspective, because I'm a dancer.
I fucking hate you with
all that. I say about, all right.
I'm just kidding.
No, that was a bop.
I say it's a bop too.
That sounds really fun to drive to.
Said the N-word a few times, so I deduct points, but we're talking about day one, my steak sauce.
Had a deduct point.
All right.
Everyone likes steak sauce.
Next up, this is another friend of the show who has yet to be on the show. He was actually supposed to be the first on the show. Mace. Mace the Messiah has submitted his own song to be played and to be judged by Bop or Flop. So let's listen to it. All right, we're gonna take a little gander. This one's called Love TKO. Here we go.
Oh, I'm biased.
I put a plan in my living room, make my house a little home. In a crib with a $200 T-on, nigga, how the fuck am I wrong? In the hills, I'm on two white bitches, I don't know how to help. And if I wake up in this bitch in the morning, I'll be on my way home. You still need that seven, I apologize, I take all day.
I fucks with that so heavily. I'm gonna play that shit on the way to work.
That's Love TKO by Mace the Messiah. What do you think?
I'm biased. I didn't know he submitted that. I saw the video for it. I think it's fire.
You think it's what?
I think it's fire. It's a bop.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. Hold up. Yeah, a decent bop. Definitely something to play at the parties. I like it. Next up. This submission is from One Chris with AK on Instagram. They go by Chris. I believe they are another friend of yours, Sevi Sev.
Yeah, Chris with a K.
Let's listen to what he submitted.
Told her play her favorite song while she turn on.
Skither on.
Called her on the phone like, hey, can you?
Skither on.
And I told her that she walking, so she gotta.
Skither on.
They think that I'm Shrek, but I'm not finna.
Skither on.
I'm not Donkey, but you know I stay with Shrek. He.
Skither on.
I don't care about your money, cause I'm about to do the rawr. Got your girl on my lap.
What the actual?
That was BR Sheila time, and you know Miles doing Do the Roar.
I hate you no miles, bro. That was a flop.
That's a crazy flop, bro.
Yeah, Cartman on the song and shit. Like, I don't. Nah.
I think, and not even joking, I think You Know Miles has better funny songs than this one, and I think it's a flop for sure. So, yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Chris. Thank you for the suggestion.
Hello, Chris. Hello, Mace.
All right, oh my god, that's a crazy flop.
You don't like it?
No, fuck that shit. Hell no.
Next up, this is from Dree96 on Instagram, another friend of the show. And they gave us a suggestion right here. Let's take a listen to it. We'll talk about it. Here we go.
Right. Hello, bro.
Credit and mafia, fuck with the finest. Man, I don't wanna live that long. If a girl give me dirt, put the girl on a song. In a world full of hurt, I'ma try to be strong. Shit got me tight, but I'ma try to be calm. She look me in my eyes, try to guess what I'm on. Crumb heart, she call me, there's no song. She said I'm lacking stability. I said, are you still feeling me? She said, yeah, I'm still feeling you. I just had to be real with you when you're faded.
That's Motivational Geeker by Critter.
Sounds too much like Doja Cat. I didn't like it.
You didn't. I heard you're like a Doja Cat fan.
Yeah, the hell right. You ain't hear that nobody. Whoever told you that is a goddamn lie, buddy.
All right. Listen here now, buddy. I'm gonna say flop. I mean, not sorry. Wrong word. Bop.
I don't know. I'm torn.
Return?
Yeah, no, that's Magic Carp for me, buddy.
It's got like a genre that I don't really understand a lot. It sounds good. I don't know. For me, it's a flop. For me.
That's fair.
What genre is that?
I don't like to label things.
hey, this is the whole point of the episode.
That was Pink Panthers type shit, right?
Oh yeah, like Powerpuff Girls music.
Hey, girly. Yeah,
I love. What did you just call it?
Yeah, maybe if I listen to something else a little bit more, but I do like the production. I think it's good, but for me, it's a flop. So.
Fair.
Next up, we got a submission by Toll the Nerd, on Instagram, and this one. I'm trying to switch up the genres here. So here we go. Let's see what we got here. And. Something a little different. Some big band stuff going on. That was You Go Down Smooth, Lake Street Drive. What do we think, gentlemen?
I say Bob.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know this one?
No, I can't. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it.
Make a decision.
I think it's a bop. I think it's very... It sounds like if you listen to the whole song, it's just upbeat. I like her voice. I think it's very powerful. Backup singers are killing it.
I don't like it. Why are you happy for it? I don't like a beat shit. You're Debbie Downer. What's up, brother?
All right,
Nah, I'll say bye. Just because, like, you know, I feel like I have to listen to the full song to, like, fully, you know?
No, yeah. Understandable. Thanks for the submission. Thank you. We also got a submission by Mythic Moose. This one, I actually have listened to
before. It's some crazy name.
People have some crazy handles out there. All right, let's listen to this.
see me pull away and you're stressed out. Nothing left to say, so you're pressed now. Suddenly you changed, I'm impressed, wow. But you made your bed, you can lay now. Hold this stone, you're obsessed, I'm refreshed now. I'm all or nothing, baby, sorry that you missed out. Chance after chance, you just take when I give. It led us to destruction. You're always up to something.
That's a bop.
That reminded me. I don't know why it reminded me of like Amy Winehouse.
That's exactly one of my first impressions of it. Was like, damn, she's got like kind of like going for that soulful Amy Winehouse sound.
Yeah,
that's Alicia Creddy with "Bleeding Me Dry." That was great. I love her voice. Only 300,000
Yeah, that was listeners. Fire.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, that very shit, great.
That shit sounded like Soul Action or like The Apartment Show. I don't know if you guys seen that.
That's
on Instagram.
Okay.
It's I don't know how to explain it. It's like these these DJs come to this like one apartment and they have like a few friends and they're just like all dancing in the living room and shit. But it felt like that type of party. But I definitely agree with the Amy Winehouse.
No, yeah, that was great. Yeah, I definitely have to check them out more. Next up, another submission from Thomas Clementine. This is a classic, which is why I'm doing both. let's listen to this. We got to get a little bit of oldies in here, right? So here we go. So that's Casey and the Sunshine Band. I'm your boogeyman. Bop or flop?
Shout out to the Beatles.
Shout out the Beatles.
You would never say
that. I think it's a bop. I love it. I love the instrumental. Yeah,
the Beatles.
I'm going to say flop.
Ooh.
I feel like as a dancer and as a break dancer, you hear beats like that all the time, and I just feel like progressively we can look into music that has more details in the beat.
Yeah, because this album came out
2004.
No, well,
this is way before that though, right? That's probably just when it got
olden days.
Yeah,
yeah, but yeah, like 70s music.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah, flop. I say flop just because I've heard so much of that's the same exact. It feels like the same song.
Understandable. What about you, Sluvaduvian? Where'd he go?
He left us.
He's gone.
Intermission.
Hello.
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 I don't know what the hell just happened right now.
you muted your mic.
What do you think of Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No, that was a bop.
Okay. All right. So we got bop. Okay, here we go. What's next? What is next on this? Okay, this is from a submission from Jody Lucas on Instagram. This is their self-submission. This is from them. They made this, so let's take a listen.
But God, what if I try? Yeah, but God, what if I? Yeah, overthinking. Need a moment, over breathing. This love we know we need it. Growing, but with all we seeding. Little baby, don't start with me. Accept it, Jola. Maybe it's my fault you left your heart with me. Me, I feel like Earl Sweatshirt. Cause I got started.
What the fuck?
Bro, I love that song. Hey, Jody knows what the fuck he's doing. That's my favorite song from him, bro. That's a fucking bop. I told him to promote that song a shit ton more, and that song is like crazy.
Yeah, he goes by Jody Sue, JODIISOO on Spotify, and yeah, that song was Drawing Lines. I really liked it. I wanted to. He gave us two, And so I listened to both, and I wanted to. They're both great because he did.
Yeah, that's my shit right there.
I think it's a bop. I think it's good. I like. I don't want to compare it to anything, but it is like that kind of the newer age hip hop that it's really hard to get into. That this song makes it easier for me to be like, you know what, maybe I do like this kind of genre of music. So I think it's pop.
I feel torn. I want to say, damn it, I don't know. We were just talking about this last night. I know, but I don't even know how to feel.
What? We're That's just, a little hard, buddy.
We were just talking about this shit last night. I want to say, god dang it, I do want to say bop and I do want to say flop. I don't know. He said Earl Sweatshirt. So
that's all it takes.
That's all it takes, dog. That's all you gotta say.
I mean, with like an honest critique, like it's not a genre that I'm usually into, but I can warm up to it. It'll take me some time.
It's a genre that I like sometimes. That's why I don't know how to feel about it.
It's hard.
So I'm gonna say bop though.
That's only the lead as fuck.
What'd you say?
That song is elite. I love that song.
I love it.
You don't know what time is. I don't know what time is. That day of time. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Next, we've got another.
Word for word?
Bar for bar
with the Ruru. Okay.
We've got another hardcore song submission here. Let's give it a listen. You don't even know yet.
Nobody.
Somebody's tired of hip hop right now.
Понимай, есть только язык меча. Что ж?
There's a block, I don't know. I already know who it is.
Viking by Slaughter to Prevail.
Play that next part real quick. Play that next part. Play that next part real quick.
Oh, okay. You want me to play the next part?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm for it.
Oh, this man wrestled a bear, bro. What the fuck? Alex Terrible, the vocalist, like he really over in like in Russia just fighting bears performing that shit. What the
fuck? That's how he gets his motivation.
That's how he got this big ass scar on his face from that shit too.
Bop.
There's a video on YouTube like fading bear. Yeah, bop.
I say bop. That shit was tight.
Mm-hmm. I like the theme too. The name of the song is Viking, and it did sound like one of those like old school Viking chants.
Yeah, I did.
Really good. Yeah.
I know. I looked over and saw that. I was like, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
Like that, yeah, that music, that artist or the creative choice after I looked over, I was like, yep, yeah, that's exactly what I would want it to feel like also.
All right. We're getting to the end of our episode this time around. Oops. Hold on. I just want to make sure I pull this up correctly. Here we go. All right. This is a submission from Ice Cold Vision on Instagram.
What the fuck?
I wonder who that is.
Let's take a listen to see what he dropped us.
Everybody's got a little place of their own. But what about you and me? We could be a song.
Why does it have so many features though?
Let's get a feature from Snoop Doggy Dog.
Knowledge, Anderson Pack, No Worries. There's more that I can't read.
Clothes on the front door. And now she's nowhere to be found. And now he has nowhere to go.
He just She's National Geographic.
I like better. So that was, I hope I never know if I'm saying this right. Is NX Worries?
No Worries?
No Worries. No Worries, which is Anderson .Paak and Knowledge.
And oh, that makes sense.
They did a song, this is their newest single from here, because they're releasing an album pretty soon. It has Snoop Dogg and October London on the track. What do we think? Is it a bop or a flop?
It's a chill bop.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know. Beat was hard.
Like I mentioned, Anderson .Paak doing stuff that Silk Sonic, not in Silk Sonic, because Bruno Mars is stuck and a prisoner of Las Vegas right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, he has. He owes like a bunch of money, so they're just keeping him there.
That's crazy. That's funny.
But yeah, no, I think it's vibey. I think it's a vibe. It's groovy and it.
Has I guess it's better than a movie.
What?
I guess it being played in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. 100%.
I don't know. I think it's a very chill bop.
Yeah.
Next up, wrapping up here. We've got three tracks left. And for those, if we didn't play your track this episode, it will definitely be featured next episode. I have a list. We'll just keep this going. We'll probably keep this and I'll open up. We'll open up a new suggestion box for people who want to put it in. So this submission is from Line Rida on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up, Benji?
Yeah, shout out to Ben. And we're going to play this song that he gave us right here. Let's see what we're working with.
On your face, just one thing ain't never going to change. God is good, God is good, all the time. If he ain't, then you lying in the rain, in the shine. God is good all the time. God is good, God is good, all the time. If he ain't, then you lying in the rain, in the shine. God is good all the time. It ain't one thing he can't do. Took my old ways.
So that's God is Good by Forrest Frank and Caleb Gordon.
That's not fair.
No, I was like, what do you want? Do you want to tell your truth or you want to hate God?
I was fucked up how he did that.
Do you want the godless man to go first?
Oh, yeah. The one that got kicked out?
Yeah, the one that got kicked out.
I'll go first. I'll say it's a bot because I'll give it, what is it? Like, I'll give it grace because there's already so much really, really bad like religious music that tries to use their like everyday trends. This one isn't bad off of it. I'll say it's a bot, but I'm not gonna go out and think about it. You feel me?
I feel you.
I think
it's a bop production wise. I think it's very upbeat and very fast, and I like it. The lyrics, here, let's just listen to this part because I'm curious on what it sounds like. Because this looks corny as fuck.
Like I popped up that hood, popped out that chain when I popped out that book. Say that one name, watch a demon get shook. Hot out that pot and we let on cook.
I think that's cheesy.
I think it sounds tight with his voice, though.
Popped up that grave like I popped up that hood. I don't know. I think it's a flop.
That's fair. I think it sounds tight with his voice, though. No, the way he was saying it, I was down for it.
Amen. God be with you. Bless. Blessings all around. But yeah, no. That, thank you for the suggestion, Beth.
I don't like that. I don't like how he did that, bro.
What? Did what?
Because I thought it was cheesy. But, like, I feel like I'm being, like, sacrilegious if I say that, you know?
I mean, yeah. You don't have to, like, every, like.
Like, I just thought it was, like, corny.
No, I get it. Yeah.
But yeah, like I understand what he was trying to do. Like he was trying to make you know, make
I think a good like, example
praising God.
Yeah.
And I mean it is cool, but like I don't know. The way they went about it, I thought it was kind of like corny and cheesy.
What was that album that came out?
That's fair. I could see that. I could see it for sure.
A couple years ago, Lorenzo, I think you featured it. I think it's a good example of like a religious surrounded album. It was, oh, fuck, who was it?
I got you.
It was someone from Strange Music. I just can't remember who it was. And then it was like a, one was really like trying to preach God and they were rapping against each other. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I feel like I do.
Let me.
I feel like I have it up somewhere and I can't. What'd you call me?
Chris Calico, maybe?
Oh, Chris Calico?
It was one of the it was one of the Strange Music guys. They did an album with
See, but I hate all of them.
Why?
Like, bro, like, bro, Strange Music lineup is ass. They're just a whole bunch of just fucking cornball.
You don't like Chris Calico?
Hell no.
You don't like MERS or Tech N9ne?
What?
Your favorite.
Cool. Just because he's from LA, Tech N9ne is dog shit.
I can't remember what the album was, but I'm sure I'll post it on Instagram when I find it or if Lorenzo finds it. But yeah, that was a good example of like a good project where it like talked about like religious stuff, but it also was still like really tasteful, I guess. Let's move on. We got two more. This one is another submission by What's Up Mate on Instagram. And we're going to listen to it right now. Here we go. I'm assuming it's going to have the same vibes as the last one he submitted.
Take your hoe, take your hoe. You know I'm about to make that dough. Black money worth it, say no more. Why the fuck these niggas hate it for? Maybe cause a nigga took his soul. When I gotta break that hoe, breaking these hoes till they true souls. Throw your body up with bullet holes. Pussy nigga don't get exposed.
Fuck, no, that's a lie.
Excuse me.
That was man.
That was Space Ghost Perp and Doe 2X on Money Train. Excuse
fuck
me.
No.
I say flap also.
I thought it was a bop, to be honest with you. That was really good.
I feel like I have music like that already.
That's fair. That's fair. So you think I didn't
get it. Like, you know, like the beat wasn't going where I thought it was going to go. And like the drums weren't hitting where I thought they were going to hit and shit. So like, I felt like it was like just out of place. Like it was weird.
That's fair. That's fair. All right. Moving
on. And Spencer Perkins is a fucking weirdo.
Is he a weirdo? I'm sure he is. I'm sure he is.
Yeah. Okay.
Last ones. Here we go.
Absolutely.
No, you don't see nothing yet.
All right, all right.
Hold on, I'm looking for.
I knew.
That's fine. We'll just play here. All right, here we go.
You're so dumb.
Is that a bop or a flop?
Bop. I don't give a fuck.
What the fuck is that?
That's your
Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, fuck no.
What? What's the switch up for?
That's not my girl. My girl is Chelsea Cutler.
Oh, that's right. You not like espresso though? You don't like espresso? I'm working.
Hell no. But I'm gonna tell you why. I'll be on fucking YouTube and then this fucking song will just come up as an ad. And
yeah.
She's just walking on the beach.
Yeah, I hate that's it. The fucking Louis.
I that song. And I don't even like, I don't like coffee. I don't like coffee. I don't like coffee.
I think it's
I say a bop. That song is so fun.
It's
in, working late or not.
It's in my head 24 hours a day. Just being sorry. Like, I'm working late because I'm a singer 24 hours a day.
That line pissed me off.
I think you should do a remix. Seventh
call
feature.
It decaffeinated.
Decaffeinated.
Yeah. Call that shit decaf.
All right, this is my submission.
Oh my god! Why did you get a submission and we?
Oh no! Give me your submission. It's a great idea.
No, you're right. I didn't have a submission. That's why I didn't finish that sentence. I was like, he did send it to us, but I didn't feel like I didn't have anything at the time. Brain was empty at that moment.
That's okay. This is my submission for Bop or Flop. Let's just play it, huh?
And what, pray tell, is the 5-point palm exploding heart technique?
What the fuck?
Fucking Bop.
Yeah. S-N-I-C-K.
Chevy said.
Check.
Yeah. Yo, Clown Cat, what up?
Clown Cat, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
5-point palm. From Tokyo to Gramercy.
Bop.
I'm Joseph with the granaries. The reason that the land can even call the prophet candidly. A kindness only Gramercy. The hood had different plans for me. Be quick to let the hammer squeeze, knock branches off your family.
Cause it's like Amityville. Foley and Sevy's out to take names. Get outlined in chalk like bodies left at the crime scene. They asking how we do it.
It's a bop, by the way.
Playwright, a kiss from a rose on it, still delivered.
Gotta tell myself, relax and go.
That is 5-Point Palm by Snick Foley, Seventh, and Clown Cat. It just came out.
Yeah.
Last night. What? That's a bop.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm really loud right now. That's a bop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a bop.
I mean, that's cool or whatever.
Whatever.
Just came out last night. By the time this episode comes out, it came out 2 days ago. And yeah, no, give it a shout. Give it a listen. Give a listen to all of these. I'm actually just going to post the whole playlist of what it is. And y'all can listen it to when you want to. And pick out the favorite songs that you thought were bops or flops. Remember, this is all an opinion. So maybe we didn't like it. But
again,
because I'm a because I'm a
but dude. Awesome submissions. Thank you everyone for putting in like a song or two. And of course,
yeah, for real, that was fire.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thank you guys. Especially, of course, shout out to all of the artists here, especially our lovely local artists or our lovely artists that we know and are friends. And yeah, it was a great list. We'll definitely be doing this again with the rest of the song submissions, and I'll post another song submission when we do it next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
I got so much new music.
So, we have so much new music. Next week, we are doing a themed episode. We're doing Mayor Hawthorn. Mayor Hawthorn is our next episode. We're going to be doing a new episode.
This is going to get spicy.
Just a little bit. Do you not... Spicy in what way?
Why are you offended already? Don't worry about it. Wait next week. Wait next week.
Exactly.
Why are you offended?
I'm not. I don't have malice in my heart when it comes to music. I will be understanding, even if it's one of my favorite artists. Shut up.
Let me just preface this. One of my favorite artists, everyone.
Let me just preface this and say this is one of my favorite artists. But
of all time.
We're not going to be doing a B-side. We're going to be doing a new thing where we're going to listen to the first album and the last album that has recently come out. And we're just going to kind of compare where they were and where they are now. And so that's next week's episode. Of course, we have to do a what we're listening to soon. So that we could talk about all the music that we've, you know, listened to in the last month or two, give or take. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me for another episode. I'm glad that we could have done this. Thank you.
type shit.
Yeah. I feel like I have no other words in my vocabulary. Yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
I can't even do it. My voice is gone.
Louis is dying in his car, and so we're going to go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to another episode here of the Untitled Mixtape. We will be back next week with another episode. Remember, stay safe, form your own opinion. Anything else, gentlemen?
Untitled Mixtape.
Go listen to Vince Staples' album. I think it's really good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have a good day. Make good decisions.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Yeah.